Okay, awesome. Welcome back. We're going to take a look now at the embody equation. What is this and how is it going to support you? Your embody equation equals permission plus truth plus surrender to the power of your femtype. So you can see that equation there. EE equals P plus T plus S to the power of your femtypes. Your femtypes are going to be here to support you in extraordinary bridging of where you are and where it is your soul is asking you to be. The femtypes really do serve as a bridge. And if you were in Live You Fully, you learned about that as well. Particularly inside the embody equation, we're going to be utilizing the femtypes for exponential growth. You can consider them your guides on your unconventional path. So as you move from the small vision of your personal focus and you allow yourself to expand and consider your unconventional path and what might be waiting for you, your femtypes are going to provide a guided support. They're going to assist you in going deeper internally than where you can go on your own. And you'll see that inside of weeks 3 and 4 when you're guided through the permission, trust, and surrender process. So your femtypes are going to be here to support you. And it's important for me to mention that. The embody equation assists you in honoring your soul-led focus. Right, so here inside this beautiful graph, you can see the embody equation. We're going to be opening up permission, truth, and surrender, and the power of your femtype. So important for you to see that. So you might be asking yourself, why an equation? Do I know Tara? What is all of this equation stuff about? This is really powerful and really potent, and I will tell you that I was just as surprised as you when I downloaded this process and created it, because I am not a math girl. I did not do well in calculus. This was not in the past a foundational point for me. However, this is really the powerful part of the process and what makes the embody equation and the embody process different than anything I've created before. We are going to be utilizing the equation to open up one area of your life and allow this transformation of clarity and deep desire to surface. So again, why the equation? Right? Maybe you've had fear of numbers in the past. A lot of women I know do. And sometimes numbers can feel very masculine and very hard to understand. Well, I want to give you a little bit of history lesson in the potency of numbers and mathematics and what it has to do with beauty and truth, which we're going to be talking about in a minute as well. The origin of mathematics and equations and geometry was created to explain and give meaning to physical things from a non-physical expression. Do you remember in the beginning of the section when I talked to you about why embody and what embodiment actually meant? And one of the definitions was to be able to bring something intangible into a tangible form. So mathematics and geometry were created from the same intention inside, which was to bring non-physical expression into physical form. Pretty cool, right? So equations, math, and geometry have to do with the embodiment of something that is currently intangible, bringing it into tangible form. And furthermore, bringing clarity and be able to explain something, right? To give some concrete understanding and clarity. Geometry has been studied for 2,000 years. There's a lot going on in geometry. If you've studied anything with the Egyptians or moon cycles or anything, it's just extraordinary geometry. And I have a completely different respect for math at this point in my life. It is held to be the most exquisite, perfect truth. Okay, geometry we're talking about now. It is held to be the most exquisite, perfect truth available outside divine revelation. Is this stunning? Now, what is your connection with magic at this particular point in time? Maybe you think it's BS, and maybe you're at that point where you're like, yeah. You know, I imagine you would be a little bit, or you wouldn't be here, right? Because we're really tapped into that. We're on a new edge inside of what we're presenting and creating and embodying inside of Elegant Femme right now. It reveals the deepest, truest principle of the physical world. Wow, this is giving you a different insight of math, right? You're not going to look at your kids' homework the same ever again. I think some of this has got lost and forgotten. That's why we're bringing it back. The Greeks studied geometry as a means of explaining the nature of the causes of the world around us. Pretty cool, right? It's really gorgeous when you start to feel into how beautiful numbers and shapes have really created the world and how you can tap into that power and that source. It's just stunning. So what does this have to do with embody? I just explained to you a little bit about what it has to do with embody. We're going to take it a little bit deeper. We're utilizing the principle of geometry and the power of an equation to explain the nature of the causes in the world around you. Around you. Remember how I shared with you that this is a very unique and customized process for you. You are going to be revealing the most exquisite, perfect truth available to you in your life right now. So we are utilizing the principle of geometry, of equations, of numbers to support you in clarifying what is the most exquisite, perfect truth available to you right now. This is a magical process, and I'm telling you that you will not believe what it is that shifts inside of you when you allow yourself to step into this. You are opening to historic principles to support you in accurately finding your proof. I'm not such a fan of the word proof because it can sometimes send us into faux New Yorker energy. And so how I invite you to feel this is more of a harmony, right? When you look at a balanced equation, it's in harmony. If you have been overly attached to your personal focus in your life, you will feel that you are out of balance and out of harmony in your life. Things will feel tight and restricted and tilted on the scales. What you require to transform in your life into the most true, powerful platform that it can be for you right now. Right now, not 100 years from now, not 10 years from now, not 8 years from now, right now. What's true for you in your life right now? I'd like to bring in this, something that I've spoken about over half a decade, bringing this forward again and again, and maybe even a little bit longer. What is so fundamental inside of soul consciousness as far as Elegant Femme is concerned, and what it is I teach and what it is I share, and one of my missions in bringing forth this level of learning and awakening for women. The embody equation supports your truth, right? We spoke about that already, and then creates a process for you to follow to transform your truth. Right? To transform your truth. A better way might be saying that, to allow yourself to recognize your truth. Okay, that would be a better way of actually saying that. John Keats says, "Beauty equals truth and truth equals beauty. That is all ye on earth need to know." We are bringing forward the fundamental principle of beauty equaling truth in your life. Since the embody equation is assisting you in honoring your truth, you can easily, and you're going to be doing this through the coming weeks, you can easily begin to switch out the word truth for beauty. I imagine that you would agree with me that the world right now is in dire need of truth and beauty. You beginning to see truth as beauty and beauty as truth is going to be a fundamental principle for you in your own life. The embody equation will help you define your beauty, help you define your truth, help you define your beauty. This is really important for you to understand. So many of the women that I've worked with over the years, they long for beauty in their life. If you're attracted to Elegant Femme, there's an essence inside of you that's attracted to beauty, a depth of that in the physical world and in the internal essence. Many women might feel embarrassed, shamed, or guilty when it comes to desiring beauty. You might find yourself in that space now, or you may have been in that space in the past. I'm going to welcome you to release that fear and that kind of guilt or shame right now and begin to open to the understanding that truth is beauty and beauty is truth. In your desire for beauty, you are desiring your truth. That's nothing to be ashamed about. Feel into that. Wow, if I'm desiring beauty, I'm desiring my truth. So if your external environment, to talk about the physical component for a minute, isn't beautiful to you, it's reflecting to you that something's out of alignment with your truth, right? That's not true for you. Okay, so it's nothing to be ashamed about. And I really had to go through a lot of my own personal growth and experiences to really allow myself to receive the highest level of beauty in my own life and continue to do so. So you are going to step into a new way of relating to beauty and truth in your life. You are going to be embodying your divinity in a new way, your divinity. And we'll be bringing in your divinity towards the end of the program. I invite you to start switching out the word beauty for truth right away. This is going to be one of your fun practices this week. Here are some examples. If you find yourself saying we're all seeking the truth, you could say we're all seeking beauty. Tell me the truth. Tell me the beauty. This is fun for you. It might sound a little strange at first. This is for you to get used to interchanging the word beauty so you can begin to embody a higher level of beauty in your own life. To be truthful with you, to be beautiful with you. That's an interesting way, huh? Imagine yourself saying that to your kids. So to see the truth in everyone and to see the beauty in everyone. And as we open up to the process of embodying, I invite you to remember that this whole experience is about you seeing a new beauty and a new truth about yourself, letting go of those old identities we talked about so that you're not getting stuck in a paradigm that's really no longer in service to your soul at this particular point in time. So I invite you to experience that this week, have fun with it this week, and just to review really quickly around this segment inside of week one, you're going to begin exchanging the word truth with beauty. You're going to begin to identify where it is you tend to step out of your beauty and truth. Where do you feel weak inside of your life right now? Where do you feel that you're overcompensating in your life right now? And you are going to be making a list of the top 3 to 5 situations in your life that are making you feel or allowing you to feel, right? Weak, drained, resentful, and angry. So take some time to identify that and of course complete the questions that were in the earlier segment so you have a good base as we move into week two. I'm so excited to continue this with you. I am cheering you on. Just allow a beautiful sensual breath and really acknowledge that you are a woman who is committed to embodying what her soul is desiring for her to experience. I'm sending you so much love, and I can't wait to see you next week.